Putin, the U.S. Army spent billions of dollars to get reserve forces ready for war in Iraq and Afghanistan. With that money spent and the wars winding down, the question we focus on this week is what exactly the National Guard's mission is now. One place where the Guard is seeking an answer is Camp Atterbury. The base is home to the Indiana National Guard, and Steve Walsh of Lakeshore Public Media in Maryville, Indiana, paid a visit.
Carved out of the cornfields and forests of southern Indiana, Camp Atterbury has been training troops since 1942.
They're building a real tough fighting outfit here at Camp Atterbury. This war is going to be won with plenty of guts and plenty of sweat.
It became a quiet National Guard base and didn't see much action from the Army after the end of the Korean War.
I wouldn't call it Sleepy Hollow, but it was just a local, kind of a regional training area.
That's Adjutant General Martin Umbarger. When he's not in uniform, he runs the family feed business. But most days he oversees the Indiana National Guard, which he's led since 2004. A couple of years after 9/11, the Army reactivated Camp Atterbury to mobilize soldiers deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan. Those troops required intense training in urban warfare, house-to-house fighting. General Umbarger realized he needed a more realistic training ground. Just down the road from Atterbury was a recently closed state mental hospital, Muscatatuck. Umbarger thought that could be the urban training center.
When I first heard of Muscatatuck, I really figured it'd be a bunch of broken-down buildings. And when I went down there and I got out, I looked at it and said, oh my gosh, these buildings are in great shape. This is a city.
Over the next decade, the Army spent $300 million to upgrade Muscatatuck and Atterbury, including an $84 million barracks complex and a second railhead. In 2013, it processed 119,000 troops, mainly from units headed back home. Coming home, that was the issue. By the time all that money was spent on the new barracks, the wars were basically over. Atterbury had finished mobilizing troops. That mission was gone. Atterbury lost 160 jobs. And there was a ripple effect.
Hey, man.
Doing well.
Outside the base in nearby Edinburgh at Sherman's Barbershop, one of the owners, Richard Pyle, was cutting a soldier's hair high and tight. Sherman's opened in 1942, the same year as the base. As recently as 2013, you would sometimes see busloads of troops.
They line up at the door, all the way down the street.
They also filled hotels and restaurants. A 2012 report from Indiana University showed Atterbury brought in nearly $400 million a year to the state. The challenge for Atterbury now is to stay relevant. It's been marketing itself to new customers besides the Army, contractors who need a training ground.
Utilizing Atterbury and Muscatatuck as a training platform provides a complex and unique capability that provides the most realistic training venues in the nation.
The Guard's argument is that after spending $300 million, Atterbury Muscatatuck is a good location for anyone who needs to simulate an urban environment on a large scale. For a price, you can break down doors and smash windows. All that marketing keeps Atterbury on the Army's radar, too, which is why the base just hosted a warfighting exercise for 3,500 troops from the Guard, active duty Army, and the Canadian Army.
How you guys doing?
We're good, sir. How about you?
All those soldiers filled a 24-hour mess hall staffed by a private contractor. Staff Sergeant Peter Murdoch of Indianapolis joined the Guard 7 years ago.
What did it look like 7 years ago?
A lot less building and a lot less technology. And
how's it been over the last couple of years?
I mean, definitely tell it got quieter.
Except when you have times like this.
Right.
Still, they've found a niche. There was a time after World War II when cattle and sheep roamed a largely shuttered base. This time, the Guard is getting creative to make sure something like that doesn't happen again. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.
And Steve's report is part of a collaboration with NPR member stations called Back at Base, a look at the U.S. military on the home front.